Station 5, Witchcraft Trials in Europe. In the end of the 1100s, the Pope clarified that people who, through witchcraft, made children die, grape vines thaw away and the fruits of the trees fall, have neglected their salvation and had gone astray from the correct Catholic faith. It was, according to the Church, to be regarded as heresy. Connection with the devil must be punished with death, and the guilty will be burned on fire. The old Roman tradition was in this way abandoned. It had usually a well-founded accusation before trial. A court of inquisition with Dominican monks as prosecutors was established. Now there would be an end to all the gossip and slander. The witnesses could be anonymous and torture was introduced to make the accused confess. The worst crime possible was diabolism, which meant to be in association with the devil, have committed infanticide or devoted oneself to sexual orgies. But the extensive witch hunt, sanctioned by the Church and the Pope Innocent VIII, began in the Renaissance, in the 1400s Italy. The Dominican monks Heinrich Kramer and Jakob Sprenger were commissioned to compile the book Malleus Maleficarum, published in 1487 and in Sweden known as the Witch Hammer. In the book, the two monks give detailed information on how to best reveal, track down and punish a witch. Just as in the Bible, when Eve fell for the temptations of the snake and bit in the apple. For the devil, a woman is an easier prey to rob, seduce and win over. Therefore, a witch is always female, according to the Witch Hammer. Even in the book by the French lawyer Jean Boudin, Démonomanie, which came in 1580, the woman was made guilty of all the sins of the world. The book made the witch hunts in Europe more intense. In the German city of Strasbourg, 5,000 women were convicted of witchcraft and burned on fire between 1615 and 1635. Even in the 1700s, the days of enlightenment, witch processes continued in Europe, from Portugal in the southwest up to Finland in the northeast. Barbara Sedunk in Preussian Poland was executed on a hill outside of her hometown of Resel in Europe's last burning of a human in 1811.